I never did either. But apparently some people call it that. What about before they had indoor plumbing, do they have some place where they go to the bathroom?
You have your Johnny houses. I've seen some. I'm sure there's still some people using them. And when I was growing up, we always had to.
There was none on that property there where you had the old house.
The old house had a Johnny house, but there was an indoor bathroom put in, I think, before I was born. I think my dad built an inside bathroom when he bought that farm to West.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can never remember using the Johnny house. I never have, really.
Yeah. What about the barn? Do you have a big barn?
Well, we either have a feed barn, or we kept our stock animals. That's what we call feed barn.
Okay.
That is, they take the mule or the cows to the feed barn and stuff.
Uh-huh.
That's where they stayed overnight to get fed.
Okay.
So we kept our bales of hay overhead, you know.
Uh-huh. What'd you call that place up there?
Hayloft.
Yeah. Did you have separate stalls then for all the
animals? Yeah, separate stalls for the animals.
Yeah. Do you have a place where you kept corn?
Mm-hmm. Corn bin. We had a little corn shack. My dad had maybe on something like a 10 by 20 area that he just throwed his corn in at the feed barn as he was feeding it to the cows. And any of his excess corn that he had left over that got filled up there went to a little corn shed.
Uh-huh.
And it was just his and other people's I've seen in the county that are basically something like 10 foot by 12 or 16. You know, they're kind of narrow and long.
Okay.
And the boards would be gapped between each other. It would be like maybe an inch gap in between, so the air would circulate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That way it wouldn't rot.
Right, and that would be filled with corn also.
Was that now separate?
That was
outside
separate
of the barn?
Yeah, right, it would be close by, but it would be separate.
Okay, and that's what you call the corn bin.
Yeah.
It's the same thing? Or would that be part of the barn?
That would be, it'd be called corn shed. We always called it the corn shed.
Okay.
And it'd be just like I said, a little small building like.
Okay, okay.
But it would be within 25-30 feet of the feed barn.
Uh-huh.
Close by. You wouldn't have to,
yeah,
you wouldn't want to walk to the other end of the farm to get the corn.
Okay. Did you ever have did you milk the cows in the barn there?
Yes. The milking was done at the feed barn.
Do you ever have a place out in the field where you might pin them up to milk them or to collect the manure or something like that?
All the manure was collected in the stalls.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad had what you call a manure spreader.
Mm-hmm.
And he would clean the stalls out once a year and just strip it out over to the back of his corn.
You can smell it when they do that around my house.
I had to help them do it. Hated it.
Yeah. What'd you call the area? Do you have an area fenced off around the barn?
Not really. My dad always had his, you know, his pasture land.
Mm-hmm.
Which a pasture land, the fence would come up and adjoin to the feed barn.
Oh, okay, like so you didn't have a separate.
Yeah, the back part of the feed barn would have a little shed over top of it,
mm-hmm,
with a post, you know. And then he'd have his little old feeding bins. You know, in the wintertime, you know, they could just come right up to the back part of the feed barn, the outside cows, you know. They never would install them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just, they would come up there in the afternoons and he would put his hay back there and they would just, you know, feed.
Mm-hmm.
But like a stock barn, you know, milk cow, mule, horses. Younger calves that need attention would stay inside the feed barn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of a fence?